A large portion of Prophetstown's downtown lies in a jumble of red brick, broken glass, and charred wood. One of the places that is now gone is the city's historical society. The second floor held vintage clothing, which could not be salvaged. Firefighters were able to rescue some items, papers, pictures, and paintings. They arrived in various levels of disrepair at a nearby factory for historical triage. Charlene Hansen now spends her days organizing black and white photos from Prophetstown's past at the nearby Penberthy factory. Box fans are set on full blast to dry out the hundreds of pictures in neat piles around her. For several years, Hansen has volunteered at the Historical Society. Now she's trying to make the best of a history lesson she didn't sign up for.
I was born and raised around Prophetstown. So looking at some of these, I saw some of my aunts and uncles and things that were in these pictures back in years ago. And so it does bring back a lot of good memories.
One of Prophetstown's greatest claims to fame was the Eclipse Lawnmower Factory. In fact, several rusted push lawnmowers line a wall of a room housing what's left of the artifacts. Hansen says it's a fitting place to sift through the remains from the fire.
And I worked for that company here in this building in 61 when the last lawnmower came off. I was working down here in this plant.
Across the room, several paintings have been quarantined. Janet Goodell doesn't like to go near them. It's hard to breathe because of the smoke damage on the paintings. But they're worth saving, she says, because one is of the town's namesake.
Well, Prophetstown got its name from Wabakashik, White Cloud, the Indian prophet. His village was here. We had a lot of Native American villages up and down the river here, up and down Rock River. And Wabakashik was known as a wise person, a prophet. He was an advisor to Black Hawk.
In a back room of the factory, Beverly Peterson stands near a pile of black paper towels. She's gone through hundreds to clean off charred items. She moved to Prophetstown in the 1960s with her husband. She says this fire is a turning point for residents.
I think people are starting to realize what they had there and what is gone. You know, sometimes you don't appreciate what you've got until you don't have it anymore. But we're just grateful we saved so much stuff. But now we have a lot of decisions to make.
Mayor Steve Swanson says Prophetstown's can-do attitude will serve it well in the coming months. He's trying to find out if state funding is available for rebuilding efforts. Northern Illinois University's Center for Governmental Studies spoke recently with city leaders about marketing strategies to get the business district back on track.
Government works so slow, and I'm in such a hurry. That's the problem I'm having. Yeah. I want it done now, before while it's still fresh. You know, everybody's willing to help and donate. Although we're going to try to keep the facades of the building resemble the rest of the buildings. So the 1900 type. You know, the back may be a metal building, but from the front, you see a story-and-a-half brick building.
Back at the old lawnmower factory, Charlene Hansen looks to the future of the Historical Society.
We have all those memories of people coming in, and we hope that in time something will happen and we'll be back together and have all of our stuff on display again. And then we'll know that we overcame what happened to us. We're fighters and we're going to fight and do what we can.
And they're doing that. One lawnmower, newspaper clipping, and picture at a time. I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.